figure myself a couple family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Y'all know what it is, man. We do it each and every Wednesday. We call it a Weed Family Wednesday. Family situations that sometimes, you know, raising kids and going through different family situations, sometimes you just need a different opinion on. A la, here comes We Family Wednesday from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Being brought to you by Friday Night at Club One. You know my man Spodiotti is in the building. Ladies free till 11. Broadcasting live from 10 to midnight. It's movie time with Spodiotti each and every Friday night with DJ Strategy. Crazy out there in the Music Factory each and every Friday night. What up, Peter?
All right, today's We Family Wednesday letter reads, Morning Madhouse, I need a little advice. My daughter is a freshman in college, and she's there on scholarship. She's a daddy's girl, and we are very close. So you can only imagine my reaction when she came home for spring break and told me that she is pregnant. I asked her about the young man, and she told me that they aren't together. I asked her what she wanted to do, and she says that she wants to keep her child. What about her education, her scholarship? We don't have the money for this.
Yeah.
What do I do? I want to be there for her, but honestly, I'm disappointed.
Well, you know, I guess you have to, number one, like you said, you have to be there for your child. But at the end of the day, it's ultimately her decision on what she wants to do. Right. As far as, you know, dealing with, you know, the situation on whether she wants to keep the child or not. She's already made that decision. So now you have to prepare yourself for the next step on becoming a grandparent and being there for your child as well. So, I mean, you know, she could still get her education. I mean, you know, she's probably going to have to take a year or so off. And she's probably going to need some help. But she can still get her education. Because, you know, it's so many ways to get your education now when it comes to colleges and things of that nature. You can do online classes. You can come home and go to a community college for a minute just to keep that, just keep the ball rolling and keep your mind twisting. But I think you would definitely have to let her know that I still want you to get your education, but I'm going to be here for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, it's nothing you can do as a parent. You're disappointed. That's a given. That would be a given. No child, no parent wants their child to have a child that young or unexpectedly. So it's really nothing you can do but be there for your child. That's it. Try to be their comfort because they're going to be scared. They're not going to know what to do. You have to comfort and encourage your child and let them know, okay, it's going to be hard. You got to be real with them. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. But this is what you have to do as a parent in order to raise your child the way you want them to be raised. That's it.
We want to hear from you, Madhouse Nation. What you got on the NCOG?
Definitely want to have my child support no matter what. Ooh, boy. I definitely want her to get an education. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the way of the world, that's just pretty obvious. Mm. So, you know, I definitely want her to do that. But, this hurt right here, boy.
I think that once you have gone off and you've made that decision, my wants for you regarding your education and the way that you move in life go out the window.
Right.
Like, at that point, you are an adult, and now you have to make decisions for yourself. And that might come along with me not being able to support you in the way that you're going to need when you have a child. You have made an adult decision, and so now it is, I sort of feel like if you're in college and I'm your parent, I would be the parent that's sort of like, okay, you're still my child, right? So I still sort of help you out and support you and things like that. Mm-hmm. But now that you've made this adult decision to have a child, you are now an adult. And so everything that I wanted for you and that I was going to be able to help you with and things like that, that sort of goes out the window. Mm-hmm. You are now, I hate to say it, on your own, but you are on your own as far as being an adult. I am now taking the grandparent role, and that's it.
Taking care of the baby. Well, help take care of the baby.
I am the grandparent.
Yeah,
that's it.
Help mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we want to know what you think. Hit us up at Power 98FM on our Instagram page. Give us a call, 570-WPEG.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?
No Limit Larry.
You know, We Family Wednesday, this is what we do it for because everybody goes through these family situations and they're tough. And sometimes you just need an alternate voice. Go ahead, Ms. Jessica, what we got?
Well, today's letter reads, Morning Madhouse, I need a little bit of advice. My daughter is a freshman in college and they're on scholarship. She's a daddy's girl and we are very close. So you can only imagine my reaction when she came home for spring break and told me that she is pregnant. I asked her about the young man, and she said that they aren't together. I asked her what she wanted to do, and she said she wants to keep her child. What about her education and her scholarship?
Yeah.
We don't have the money for this. What do I do? I want to be there for her, but honestly, I am disappointed.
Power Daddy, good morning.
I feel as if when you make that decision to become a parent, you take on that role of taking care of yourself as well as the child. It's not left up to your parents to help take care of the child. It's by choice. Just like when I had my daughter, my mom, her life didn't stop. I had to sacrifice. I had to take care of my child because I chose to bring her into the world. Now, whatever my mom does, it's extra, and I appreciate it.
That's what's up. You got to appreciate that extra help. No matter how much or how little it is, you got to appreciate that extra help.
Yeah. Amen.
Good morning.
I just want to say I thank God that my mother did not take on Jessica's role, and that the parents should do whatever they can for their child. I am right now taking my 12-year-old to school. I had him my junior year of college. And my mother took him for me so that I could finish school. I know that I'm blessed and not every parent can do that, but the parents should just do whatever they can to support their child and their grandchild.
And there's no way that I'm saying leave your child to the side and just completely dismiss them or anything like that. But I feel like when a child makes an adult decision, they turn into an adult. And so You have to allow them to be an adult, and you can no longer baby that child or enable them to make bad decisions if they're not ready for them. And that's my thing.
And I agree with you, but what I'm gonna say is having a child is not necessarily a bad decision. Mm-hmm. It might be bad timing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Bad timing.
But it may not be a bad decision. It might just be bad timing. But the thing about it is, at some point in life, you got to let your child grow up,
mm-hmm.
male or female. You mm-hmm. got to let your child grow up. And I think sometimes as parents, we hold our child's hand too long. And then they end up being 25, 28, 29, 30, 35. And it's certain things that they can't do because they haven't had to do them.
And if I know that I'm going to go out here and make this bad decision and mom and dad are going to take care of me and make sure that it's okay, I'm going to continue to make bad decisions.
Power 98, good morning.
Hey, as a parent, we never want to hear that. But the reality of it is, you know, education never ends. You know what I'm saying? If you can see these older people, 80 and 90 years old, have multiple kids and go back to school and get their education. You know, but then keep in mind, God don't create no junk. So it's just another step in her life.
That is absolutely true. God don't create no mess.
Mm-hmm.
But the humans will mess it up. We will mess up. We will listen. Good morning.
Yes, I would like to say that you are absolutely right. Once the grandkids come into play, the help from the mom is over.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, my oldest son has a child. And like I tell him all the time, I said, the kid, if your child needs anything, then call us. We got you. But at some point in life, you got to step up and you got to be the first line of defense for your child.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are the helpmates. The grandparents are the helpmates. So, you know, then we step in.
Yeah.
But if he needs anything, we got you.
Yeah. And that's the role of a grandparent.
Yeah.
So.
But it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I'm sure that is very disappointing. And like the man said, you know, one of his concerns was we just don't have money for this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that is a tough concern for them.
All right, we got more of your comments on the way. If you didn't get your comment in, you still got time. 570-WPEG. This is We Family Wednesday inside No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse right here on Power 98.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family.
Bounce that boot on the floor. Shake till you get a little soft. Show me your mama made a go on here, get a little low. Shake that boot in the car. Shake that boot in the stove.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 57 degrees. How today is going to be right near 74 with partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Wet streets still out there, and watch out for some flooding out there, man. North Tryon Street, I-77, and Roswell's Ferry got some flooding going on, so y'all be careful on your drive in. It's a Wee Family Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Yes, a young lady has gone off to college, and within her freshman year, she made a mistake. Well, I'm not going to say she made a mistake, but she got pregnant. And her father is concerned about it. He says he's disappointed. He just doesn't know what to do. So he's asking Madhouse Nation for some help and some advice.
And if you don't get your comment in, you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Good morning, though.
I want to say that, one, what determines if she loses a scholarship? That's an assumption. Two, I've seen this work with my son and his friends at college, where the friends rally around the person and the young lady is still in school getting her education. I would tell the dad, hey, love your daughter, love the child, keep her in school because she can do it and get to the finish line.
She definitely can do it. Just get ready for some late night and early mornings, because it definitely... it's going to take a lot of that, and it's going to take a lot of sacrifice, and it's going to take a lot of perseverance. I had to take care of kids while I was in college, and luckily I had my mom and my family to help out some. But at the same time, it was totally my responsibility to make sure that my kids were taken care of.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a baby in the dorm.
Yeah, you can have a baby in the dorm.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can have a baby, like, living in the dorm?
Not living, but you can bring your baby.
Like, living in the living dorm with you.
I don't know about that part.
Nah, I wouldn't think so.
I don't know about that part. You had to ask your college.
That's rude.
Power 98, good morning.
I done told my son, if you can't keep your grandbaby, you better tie that big thing up, because I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't got time to sit down with no babies. I'm trying to do me. I'm trying to have fun. I give him a couple dollars, no limit. That ain't no problem. I'll feed the baby. You know, I can feed kids. But I told him, if you ain't ready, I ain't ready. So he said, Mom, I'm not ready.
If you ain't ready, don't do it. Pat Adier, good morning.
Education is most important. I believe she should not have a child, because I've been there before, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle, and I didn't have anyone. I was surrounded by family and didn't even have a mother to actually take care of the child while I go to work. I beg so I can go to school. I was one of the straight-A students, salutatorian and everything of that, you know, such. And I still couldn't go back to school, due to my mother not even wanting to take care of the baby while I go to school.
Okay, I heard her comment at the end. I was going to ask if she finished her education, or has she finished it now? Did she ever say how old the baby was in the comment?
She didn't hear. She said she...
She said it was a struggle.
Yeah.
But I figured, I mean, I'm guessing now that you made it through. Regardless if you went to school, maybe that wasn't your direction. Maybe that wasn't your path to finish school. You had other things to happen for you to where you're now able to provide for your child. You were able to provide for the child without your mother doing it. So you're obviously a strong person, a strong woman. You could persevere through it. So I'm saying this because I don't like the fact that she said that she doesn't think she's telling this young lady to not have the baby.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, everybody has their own opinion on the situation, and that may be her way of dealing with the situation.
Right. I mean, so. it ultimately boils down to the child if she wants to have it or not. But I just don't think that she should encourage it. But I mean,
I think if you get pregnant and you decide that you want to have the child, you need to make that decision with the mindset of, I am going to be responsible for my child.
Exactly.
Not, I'm going to have this baby and I'm going to be able to do it with the help of my parents or with the help of my friends or anything like that. It always needs to be a clear, if you get the help, great. But you always need to enter into that decision knowing that it could potentially all fall on you. Right. Are you able and ready to handle that decision?
And the second part of that, in the letter, she says she was on scholarship. You know, in college, they have counselors, all type of counselors. So whatever you have the scholarship in, after you find out you're pregnant and you decide to keep the baby, I think you need to meet with them to determine, you know, ways, because I'm sure they've probably been through it before. So they might have ways that you can keep your scholarship and have, you know, standards and things in place where, hey, we can help you along this path and help you keep your scholarship as well. So you just never know. Power 98, good morning.
I had that same situation. My son had a girl pregnant in his sophomore year, and he brought the baby home. The girl gave him the baby. So you can still go to school. What they need to do is look into resources, because I also have a niece who had a baby and went to college. They have daycare. You just have to look into all the resources that's available for her to help her to continue her education. So he needs to first start looking into the daycares and things that the school provides, and she can still keep her scholarship. So there are things that he can do, that she can do, to ensure that she still gets her education.
That is. And if you didn't get your comment in, 704-227-8780. That's our voicemail to take your comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, holidays, weekends. It never closes. So make sure you stop by there. Ms. Jessica's got the Know the Neighbor News on the way.
Yep, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things. Meek Mill is home, and some people aren't really happy about that. Find out about that and more coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News at 7:30.
Always keeping it real. Keep it real.
It's No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. On